AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of the gang in Haiti that police say is holding 17 members of a kidnapped missionary group is seen in a video saying he will kill them if he doesn't get what he's demanding. Wilson Joseph spoke in front of the coffins that apparently held several members of his gang that were recently killed. The group kidnapped is from Christian Aid Ministries in Ohio. Weston Showalter asked people to pray.
Also, pray for the kidnappers, that they would experience the love of Jesus and turn to him. And we see that as their ultimate need. We also ask for prayer for government leaders and authorities as they relate to the case and work toward the release of the hostages.
Earlier this week, authorities say the gang demanded $1 million per person. President Biden made a pitch for his big tax and spending plan during a ceremony marking the 10th anniversary of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial.
Is there any doubt that providing more people with just a little more breathing room to take care of their families, generate a little bit of wealth that they can pass on to their children, and create jobs in their communities would uplift the entire country?
The president still faces holdouts from some moderate Democrats in the Senate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott picked as the state's new elections chief John Scott, an attorney who briefly joined former President Donald Trump's legal team last year as it challenged the 2020 election results. The AP's Ben Thomas reports fewer people are filing claims for unemployment.
The Labor Department says unemployment claims dropped by 6,000 last week to 290,000. That's the fewest since March 14th of last year, when the COVID-19 pandemic intensified in the U.S. Claims have fallen steadily this year after peaking near 900,000 in January.
A two-month-old California wildfire that threatened the Lake Tahoe area has been declared 100% contained. This is AP News. Rising mortgage rates trigger a surge in home sales.
Sales of existing U.S. homes last month bounced back to their strongest pace since January. The National Association of Realtors says September sales of previously occupied homes rose 7% from August, exceeding economists' expectations. However, they were down almost 2.5% from September of last year. The median price last month jumped to nearly $353,000, a 13% increase from a year earlier. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Prosecutors in Egypt ordered a man to face trial after he appeared to steal a journalist's phone while it was live streaming outside Cairo. The man was caught on video grabbing the phone out of the journalist's hands while riding on a motorbike and making off with it. The stolen phone live streamed the driver of the motorbike smoking a cigarette as he drives along a highway. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.